My message today is based upon the beautiful epistle lesson that we have heard from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Can we summarize this by reading once more verses 14 and 20. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. So far the words of our Lord. Not going to have a traditional sermon this morning, just a simple little story about a man named Horace. Oh, you don't know Horace, but you might know some people who might be a little bit like Horace. In fact, we might find a little bit of Horace in all of us. Horace considered himself to be a good, faithful Christian. Always went to church on Sunday morning. He had learned that in his family growing up. They didn't ask, should we go to church today or not? It was just assumed that everybody would worship together. And so it was for Horace. Now that he was an adult with his wife, they worshiped every Sunday. They worshiped regularly. And Horace believed the world would be a whole lot better place if everybody came to God's house on Sunday morning. And beyond that, he also believed it would be a better place if people follow God's word in their lives. In fact, even when it came to voting, he always voted for the person that was known to be a regular churchgoer that tried to follow God's word as shared in the Bible. Horace was a big supporter of missions. And one year, a missionary from Africa came to preach in his church. And he was telling some exciting stories about some exciting conversions in the so-called Dark Continent. People coming to know Jesus Christ and worshiping many miles away. They too are worshiping on Sunday morning. And so Horace even wrote a generous check to support that missionary that more might come to know Jesus. But then an interesting thing happened. Black family moved into Horace and Matilda's neighborhood right across the street. And then another next to them. And Horace was concerned. What if they don't keep up their yard and their house? Are property values going to plummet? And it wasn't long before Horace and Matilda put the for sale sign up in front of their house. Well, the house sold. They moved into a new neighborhood, a new suburban community, even found a new church. And there too, they were regular in attendance. They enjoyed that church and the people there. They were involved. Horace was on the evangelism committee, specialized in public relations. Wanted to invite more and more people to worship because that's what good people did on Sunday mornings. They enjoyed that. But then something happened at work one day. Someone who had gone through some real tough times shared with Horace, "I found something new. I'm excited." Some people call it New Age, but we work with crystals and such, and we seek the guidance of the gods up there, and my inner light has come out. And what do you think, Horace? Does this sound great? What do you think of that? And Horace thought, well, it's different, but to each his own. If it works for you, that's great. That's great for you. Then something happened. A friend they had gotten to know from the new church suddenly died. And Matilda assumed that they'd go to the funeral, but Horace resisted. You see, Horace hated funerals, absolutely hated them. He did not want to go to the funeral. Finally, Matilda encouraged him they're friends, we really should go. And so he went. Not excited, but he went. A few weeks after that, Matilda, probably still thinking about that, said, "You realize, Horace, we're not getting any younger, you know. You think it's time? Maybe we should make out a will?" Whoa, that pushed Horace's buttons. "No way! I'm not going to die anytime soon. We should at least have a few decades yet. That's for old people to think about." No way. He wouldn't touch that. But then a few years after that, he heard the words that none of us ever want to hear from his doctor. "We've done everything we can. The cancer spread too far. There's nothing more we can do. You're terminal, Horace. Maybe 6 months. Something like that will try to keep you comfortable." Horace did not like those news. We probably wouldn't either. He tried to deny it. The doctor must be wrong. And then he was discouraged, depressed, even angry. Angry at that doctor. They should be able to do something. They work hard, they spend millions of dollars curing things like AIDS and things like that. Why can't they cure what I have? He was angry at the doctor. He was angry at his wife, Matilda. I'm not sure why, but he was just angry. And he was angry at God. "God, how could you allow this to happen? I've come to church every Sunday morning. I put money in the offering plate. I serve on these committees. God, this isn't fair. You must have the wrong person." He was angry at God, and he refused to go back into the church. He stayed home and felt sorry for himself and let his anger fester. Well, Matilda, she did her best to put up with his moods. But finally, it was Easter Sunday coming up. And she says to Horace, "Horace, get your angry bones up out of bed and you're coming to church with me this Easter Sunday morning." I guess Horace realized that Matilda meant business. And so he got up on Easter Sunday morning, dragged his feet a bit so they'd get there just before the start, not early. Kind of mouthed the words of the liturgy. Found himself critiquing the pastor's message. Wasn't sure what good it had done to him. He'd been there all these years. But then it was after the sermon. The children's choir sang the familiar words, "I know that my Redeemer lives." What comfort this sweet sentence gives. We'd heard the words before, he'd sung the words before, but maybe it was looking in the eyes of those children. He could see their faith. He could see their joy. He could see their peace. And all of a sudden, the words that he'd been hearing all his life up here finally reached his heart down here. He had learned as a child, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." But now, the son he heard for the first time. For God so loved Horace that he gave his only son for Horace. That if Horace believes in him, he will not perish. But Horace will have eternal life. And it wasn't too visible, but a tear started coming down his cheek as he finally got it. Not just here, but here. What's the end of the story? No surprise endings. Horace died. Just like the doctor said he would. But Horace died in peace. For he finally realized his faith was not just about going through the motions, but in rejoicing in that wonderful message that Christ died for him and he would live with his Lord forever in heaven. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.